This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Trump administration today has announced plans to revoke a landmark 2009 endangerment finding. This is the basis for federal regulation of climate pollution, like planet warming, greenhouse gases. The nonprofit Sierra Club filed the original lawsuit that established the finding more than 20 years ago. Jack Darren is director of the Illinois chapter of the Environmental Advocacy Organization and says state action has never been more essential. Illinois must continue to lead the way. A trove of evidence is out now related to December shooting of Marimar Martinez by a Border Patrol agent in Brighton Park. It's a neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. The evidence includes body camera footage that undermines claims of agents who were on the scene, including Agent Charles Exum. They said Martinez's shooting was justified because her car boxed them in after she followed Exum's vehicle. The Sun-Times reports an agent drew a diagram of the scene depicting three cars in front of Exum's Chevrolet Tahoe. Martinez's attorney, Chris Parenti, tells our Say More program that video footage of the incident shows otherwise.
We provided the U.S. Attorney's Office with a video that shows there's absolutely nothing in front of them. They completely drew in three vehicles that didn't exist.
Martinez plans to sue the federal government and Agent Exum. Village officials from Arlington Heights and other neighboring towns last night held a rally to reaffirm their desire to get the Bears to move to the northwest suburb. This comes after a number of proposals from Indiana for a new Bear stadium have also come to light. Arlington Heights Mayor Jim Tenaglia says the Bears going to Indiana would be unacceptable.
How crazy would that be? So thank goodness we're here today. Thank goodness that all of you in this room, everyone who gives a darn about this, is awake now, because this cannot happen. I am confident that Springfield is wide awake right now.
Earlier this week, Governor Pritzker said progress has been made on keeping the Bears here in Illinois. And in-person early voting is underway. It got underway today in Chicago for the midterm primary elections, and my colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana visited the new downtown supersite.
The primary elections are 33 days away. Chicagoans can fulfill their civic duty at the new site at 137 South State Street. Betty Little was one of the first voters there today.
I always early vote, always, because I'm going on a cruise and I want to get my vote in.
Hello, sir. Are you here for voting?
Essie Edwards has been an election official for 15 years. She says weekends usually get busy.
Now, since this is a very central, easy location to get to, we anticipate it being busier.
The supersite will be open until primary election day on March 17th. Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEC News.
You're listening to The Rundown. A Chicago mom is furious about the way her son's class at a Northwest Side elementary school kicked off Black History Month. Her son says the teacher had them participate in a reenactment of slavery. WBEZ's Sarah Karp reports.
Alexis Williams knew something was wrong when her 9-year-old came home from school last Tuesday. His whole demeanor was different.
And he was like, Mom, I had to leave class because I felt very uncomfortable today in class. And I was like, okay, so what happened?
What he told her stunned her.
And he said, well, my teacher started to talk about slavery, and then he made me play as like a dictator instead of calling it what it is. He made my son pull one of his classmates out of his chair.
William's son told her that other students were asked to use tape, meant to symbolize chains, to bind a classmate's hands.
And told my son that they would be put in cages and shipped off for slavery.
William says her son felt singled out and like he did something wrong. He's the only Black student in his third grade class, and just 4% of students at his school, Portage Park Elementary, are Black. Chicago Public School officials said they do not support reenactments of slavery in any way. History instruction must never place students in roles that could cause emotional harm, they said.
it can often be traumatized and stigmatized and frankly, like, dilute the legacy of that which was slavery.
That's Jose Vilson. He's the executive director of EduColor, an organization that supports and elevates teachers of color. Vilson is surprised that this happened. He points out that a lot of resources are available that can help educators develop age-appropriate lesson plans around slavery.
Truly, I'm shook for the person who is 9 years old having to reckon with this firsthand and without the deep context that's necessary to fully understand the breadth of the inhumanity there.
Chicago Public Schools actually has a vetted social studies curriculum. They took pains to make it sensitive to kids from different backgrounds. And though it's optional, according to CPS's website, Portage Park uses it. But CPS says this lesson on slavery was not part of the approved curriculum. WBEZ reached out to the teacher and principal, but neither responded. Williams says the teacher did apologize over text for not informing her that students were going to learn about slavery, but in a follow-up conversation, denied that the reenactment happened. Still, Williams says her son's reaction, nightmares, and so many questions convince her that he's telling the truth.
Now my son is traumatized. Now we're having uncomfortable conversations. We're having to really tell him about slavery and things because you gave him misinformation. And now it's like I'm re-traumatizing him because this was a really bad time, especially for people that look like everyone he's always known.
The school district is now reviewing the lesson the teacher used and working to make sure that Williams' son feels safe. Williams and her son's father chose Portage Park Elementary because they saw it as a calm school in a quiet neighborhood. She says her son has close friends there and has had a good experience. But now she's questioning how the school handles Black history in general and whether it really is the best place for her son, who's just the sweetest child. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Weather, partly sunny, a chilly day, high in the upper 30s, and partly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 20s, and then sunny and mild tomorrow, high near 50. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.